2 Corinthians 12:20. For I fearly somehow coming, I not find you as I wish, and I be found by you such as you do not wish. Lest somehow there be strifes, envy, angers, rivalries, evil speakings, whisperings, puffings up, disturbances. That it not be, in my having come again, my God may humble me with you, and I shall mourn many of those having previously sinned and not having repented over the uncleanness and fornication and lustful acts which they have practiced. This is preaching. You see this in the Word so much, and yet so few preach. We're to come to God and repent and get our acts cleaned up. He's talking to the church here. He's not talking to the world. So think about that. He's talking to a church that moved in all the gifts of the Spirit. He's talking to a charismatic, on fire, they think, going for it church. This is the church that had all the gifts of the Spirit. This is the church where all kinds of stuff was happening, but they were not letting the Holy Spirit sanctify them, set them apart, cleanse them, purge them. There was not repentance going on, and because of that, there was a lot of sin, and the gifts were still operating. The supernatural was still happening, and yet here's a church that Paul really had to come and correct, and I think this would very well be the charismatic church today. I think the Corinthian church is very much the situation the American charismatic church is in. A lot of gifts operating, lots of signs and wonders, much of it real. But the fruit is so bad, and the sin is so bad, that there needs to come a true prophetic voice to clean it up. And the true prophets have got to hit the church with truth that hits them in the head, that God is not going to allow this kind of behavior. All of it's counterfeit anymore because we've gone too long with the supernatural without the cleansing. So he says here, he's talking about he's not going to defend himself. We have probably have teaching on the whole 2 Corinthians. But look what he puts in this whole thing. He says, I don't want to come to the church. I don't want to come to this particular called out people, this assembly, these that meet together and find that there's strifes, envy. Envying is, I wish I was had that, or I wish I had that, or it's comparing yourselves. It's wanting what somebody else has. And he goes on and he says, in this, it all kind of ties together. People are angry. There's rivalries. They're competing against each other. That's what rivalries are. They're competing. Who has the best voice? Who can preach the longest? Who can do this? Who can do that? Who can do this? And so there's all this comparing going on. There's all this competition going on. There's anger. There's evil speaking. There's whispering behind each other's back. There's flatteries, puffing each other up, disturbances. And Paul's just pleading, you know, get this out of your assembly. Get this out of your own life. Whenever I see these kind of lists, as I've been growing in the Lord over the years, I would start marking down these things. Do I do this? Lord, convict me. Lord, make me stop. And he won't make you stop by gagging you or something, but you will start hurting when you use your mouth to come in agreement with the enemy. Now, I'm not against exposing darkness, in case you haven't noticed. I'm not into control and manipulation to stop a people from being adult, mature Christians saying, wait a minute, I don't agree with that. I think you should. I think you should say, excuse me, could you show me where that is in the Word? Maybe not in the middle of the preaching, but at some point go up and ask. I think it's okay. I had someone call about a situation and they wanted to have me promise not to tell anyone. First thing I say is, you know what? Only the Holy Spirit tells me who to tell and not tell. I'm not going to make a vow to you. Somebody says, well, don't tell anybody. I say, well, then don't. You better not tell me. I'm not going to come into a soul tie with you. I'm not going to come into secrecy with you. I'm going to say whatever the Lord wants me to say. He can convict me. He can change me. He can make me repent for opening my mouth when I shouldn't. And he does. So God knows how to get us. But that's because we're not illegitimate. You know what I'm talking about. You'll start talking about something. You'll try to spiritualize it, but you start getting that feeling. When you start getting that feeling, be quiet. That's called learning to obey quickly. Repent quickly. Stop yourself quickly. It's not worth getting out of God's will. Letting that little flesh in you come up and hurt somebody else is not worth getting out of God's will. Just don't do it. See, some things you just have to learn to say no to. If you absolutely can't stop and you have a spirit of witchcraft, you need to come in and get deliverance. If that thing goes off and you can't stop it, then there's a spirit in there. But many times it's things in the flesh that we just have to not feed and not feed. And then we can just break the yoke of it. Okay, where was the other ones? 1 Timothy 5:13. Everybody's going to love this one. Listen to verse 11. Refuse younger widows, for whenever they grow lustful against Christ, they desire to marry, having guilt because they set aside the first faith. And with it all, they also learn to be idle, going around the houses, and not only idle, but also gossips and busybodies, speaking the things that are not proper. Therefore, he desires young women to marry, to bear children, to rule the house, giving no occasion to the adversary on account of reproach. For some have already turned aside to Satan. What he's talking about in this particular scripture, and he's just giving some of what he believes is proper behavior about marriage and different things that Timothy's saying. But what he's saying here, God has made men and women different. And there's always an extreme and then a middle and then the other extreme when you begin to look at this. But most women, unless they've been hurt, or there's different levels, but they talk more than men. Science shows that women use both sides of the brains more than men do, and they use the communication side more. And if you go to a group of men talking, it's usually not about much. So, I mean, it's just the truth, unless you get really on fire for God and start talking about the Lord. But overall, it's usually sports, weather, do what? Hunting, fishing, cars. But you talk to women and you know everything about them, everything about their kids, everything about their husband, everything about their neighbor, everything. I mean, it's just like the husband knows everything he knows because of everything she's told him. There's a difference. And that's why he points that out here. And he's saying, if you have ladies who aren't married, who aren't, and remember in this culture, especially women, there were no jobs outside the home. So if you have ladies who have nothing to do but walk around talking to other ladies, you're going to begin to get some idle talking going on, some gossip and some whispering. It's going to cause a lot of mess. And so we just really need to sit there and say, as women, most of us would agree, and it's not always true. There's been a lot of times it's not true. It might be because you've been hurt, but it really could just be you're on the different extreme of the personality. But overall, ladies have a much easier time having strong, close relationships with other women. They open up quick and tell people things quickly. And that can make a way for you to begin to say things that do not agree with what God says. At the same time, the Lord can use that gifting. He gave us that. He gave us that personality. He gave us that. God's always speaking. God's always ministering. And in that place, the Lord has given us a natural gifting that we can bring the Spirit of God into that would help us to minister to more people, open up to people, get to issues really quickly if we use that personality trait for His glory. And so we need to begin to see that if you really look at the Bible, especially ladies, you need to really keep yourself doing what the Lord would have you to do so that you're not busy. And I'm telling you, you can go sit around a Little League game or sit around the YMCA pool where the mothers sit, and it's amazing all the gossip. It's amazing hearing everything about everybody. And I know we've had some situations where somebody, one lady was talking about somebody else that Laurie was involved in. She knew the person they were talking about. And she just did the right thing. She said, you know, you need to talk to her if you're offended with her because she's not like that at all. You've totally misunderstood her. And of course, the person was taken back because they didn't know that Laurie would know this person. That's what you should do. That's what you should do. You should be very biblical. You should teach your children to be biblical. Gossip's like witchcraft. It's words being spoken with a destructive power. We need to stop, and God's certainly dealing with this tonight. I know, and we've taught this before. I'm sure it's on some other tapes. Let's look at Romans 1:29 really quickly.